Have you ever thought to yourself, how the heck did I get here? Now everyone has from time to time, and sometimes that's a good thing. You know, you're thinking, how did I get in this amazing situation in life? And then there are some bad times where you wonder, how the heck did I get here? Oh, this is not how things were supposed to turn out. Now the truth is that few people are ever exactly where they expected to be in life. My name's Craig Ballantyne. I'm the co-owner of Early to Rise, the author of The Perfect Day Formula, and I'm no different than you. Sometimes I ask myself that question. Well, actually, I guess there is one area where I am different than you. You see, my friends call me the world's most disciplined man. You know, it started off maybe as a joke, but over time, they become very, very serious about this. They truly believe it, that I am the world's most disciplined man. And here, today, I'm going to tell you why this is a good thing, why discipline equals freedom, and why you need to build more discipline into your life so that you become more successful. So I'm going to teach you the genesis of the world's most disciplined man, my story. But first, if you don't believe me, if you don't think that discipline is a good thing, if you don't think that being more structured in your day is going to bring you true freedom, well, let me go to some other sources who are going to prove this beyond a shadow of a doubt. Maybe you've heard of this man, Jocko Willink. He is a former Navy SEAL who wrote the book Extreme Ownership. And Jocko has a saying, forget motivation, you need discipline. If you have the discipline to get out of bed, you win. You pass the test. But if you are mentally weak for that moment and you let the weakness keep you in bed, you fail. Though it seems small, that weakness translates to more significant decisions. But if you exercise discipline, that too translates to more substantial elements of your life. Now, that's pretty extreme. So if you're a little more artistic, then perhaps you'll prefer this quote on discipline from Paulo Coelho, the author of The Alchemist, who said, discipline and freedom are not mutually exclusive, but mutually dependent, because without discipline, we would sink into chaos. And in a moment, I'm going to share with you a story about how I sunk into chaos without discipline in my life. It was the lowest point of my life, and I don't want you to experience anything like it. And it wasn't until I put more discipline in my life that I finally got the structure in place and had true freedom. So finally, one more quote to share with you, and this is a classic from one of our mentors in the personal development world, Jim Rohn, who said, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. That's so powerful, so important. And so, my friend, that's why being disciplined matters. You see, it's made me more successful. It's made me healthier, wealthier, and even a better man and a better friend, better speaker even, a better, more energetic person on video, a better trainer, all of these things. Without discipline, I'd be lost. I truly would. Now, here's the thing, the great news, the best news of all on today's show so far. You can develop what is known as automatic discipline. And it starts with using what I call the five pillars of transformation. Now, you can use these five pillars, these five rocks of success, to change any area of your life. You can use them to lose weight, get rich, even find the love of your life or the house of your dreams. And yes, you can even use these five pillars to become more disciplined. That's the very last thing I'm going to teach you today. But I want to teach you about the five pillars and through my story and about my story of how I became the world's most disciplined man through a very interesting story itself. Now, you're going to hear about how I went from being young, broke, and ambitious and not knowing anything to becoming a famous expert in two big business markets. But you're also going to see how becoming successful without discipline can lead to that chaos that Paulo Coelho mentioned in his quote. In fact, as I mentioned, it led to my lowest point of my life. And in fact, I was only saved by putting more discipline and structure into my days, allowing me to rebound and create my book, The Perfect Day Formula, that gave me true freedom in my life. And this put me on the destiny to owning the exact business of my dreams, thanks to something that I call the new law of action attraction, which is something that I'll talk about in a future podcast. Now, so much of my journey started with something called Early to Rise. Early to Rise was a website that was built by my mentor, Mark Ford, back in 2000. And his books and programs have helped over 500,000 people get rich, improve their health, become real estate millionaires, write books of their own, and become more disciplined. And it was really finding his website, Early to Rise, in 2001 was the start of the journey that got me here. So, how did I get here? How did I go from being dirt poor to going through anxiety attacks that put me in the hospital twice to becoming the world's most disciplined man? Well, it all starts in the mid-70s when I was born in 1975, growing up dirt poor, the son of a farmer in southwestern Ontario, Canada, about 90 minutes from the big city of Toronto. You see, my parents worked hard. They were very disciplined. They had a strong work ethic, but they made some mistakes too. You see, my father, a great influence on my life, both good and bad, was a three-decade alcoholic. He left me with a negative attitude and really didn't help me build relationships the way that I should have. Now, my mom was quite different. She was about as innocent and church-going as you could possibly be. I have no idea how they ended up together, to be honest with you. But my mom made some mistakes of her own. She quit school early, and she regretted that. And that made her push me and my sister to do really well in school, to become disciplined, to get a great education, because she was worried that we would make the same mistakes she did. In fact, she was really worried when I went off to college to study exercise science. You see, she was a worker at a factory. She was a secretary, probably never made more than $28,000 in a year. And one day, a young man, just a little bit older than me, came into the factory and he had the same college degree as I was going to get. And she was worried that I was going to go and waste all of this money, all of this study. I would go and not come back with anything that could help. So let's face it, the Ballantyne family has the worker gene, a bit of a discipline gene. And so I have that on my side as I started life. And I spent years working on the farm, and then eventually I got my first job, my first real job, not including all the work I did on the farm, when I was 13 years old. I was digging ditches and doing dirty work at a local greenhouse called Cosine's Garden Gallery near Stratford, Ontario. And I was working very, very hard for $3.10 an hour in 1988. In fact, some days I worked so hard I had sunstroke from painting outside or from digging the ditches outside in the hot summer sun. I remember going to soccer at night, and at the end of the game, I was throwing up because of the sunstroke. Well, we didn't know better back then in the 80s. But, you know, I feel like I've worked every day since. And I learned so much from working from that entrepreneur at Cosine's, Bill Cosine, one of the greatest influences on my life. He had discipline, and he showed me that discipline set him free because he used to work for somebody else, and he was working really hard. But he figured, why not channel this discipline and hard work ethic into entrepreneurial discipline that gave him the freedom to work for himself? And he's passed his business on to his family, and it's become a legacy. That was one of the biggest lessons I learned in my teenage years. Unfortunately, I also learned the lesson that I wasn't going to become a professional hockey player, which was my dream in life. And so I went to college of dreaming of being in the NHL as a strength and conditioning coach, of all things. That's another area of discipline. Training has always been something important to me. I've always had the discipline since my teenage years to go and work out many times per week. And so I built that discipline exercise and that discipline gene up even more. I was disciplined in high school. I actually did homework in the 1990s. I mean, I didn't know anybody else that did homework, but I did it so that I could get into college, get into the program that I wanted to, because I had a meaningful incentive for me to get into the NHL one way or another. And in 1998, I had a pivotal moment. I found this website online that was putting out content in the strength and conditioning world. And I thought, my goodness, I have this opportunity here. This time is aligning with my discipline, with the opportunity of the internet. I can go out and share my message and teach people about training. This is going to be the greatest life, the greatest career. It's going to be better than being a professional strength and conditioning coach. And so I started writing. I put the discipline into my writing, and I would write weekly newsletters to my email list of 3,000 people, 4,000 people, 5,000 people, growing it every single day. And one day, I had the discipline to look for new opportunities. And I found the email address of Lou Schuler, the fitness editor at Men's Health magazine. And I sent him one of my newsletters. And the timing was right. And he gave me the opportunity to be published in Men's Health magazine. And then I had the discipline to stay focused and to follow up with these writers. And these writers at Men's Health magazine and at every magazine, they're very disciplined, but they're very overworked and underpaid. And so they really appreciate when contributors like me would have the discipline to get back to them on time. And so I did, and it gave me more and more opportunity to be published in the magazine world. And I built my credibility, and I became known as the trainer who was featured in Men's Health magazine. And then I created something called Turbulence Training, a very disciplined approach to working out for fat loss that required you to do intense, short bursts of exercise on a frequent basis, but you spent less time in the gym and you got better results. And I came up with this silly name, Turbulence Training, on a flight from Salt Lake City after a nutrition conference where I had the discipline to go and learn and study. And I even had the discipline to go to the networking event, even though I'm an introvert by nature. And it absolutely pained me to go to this networking event. But I had the discipline to get out of my room and go because I knew it was the best thing for me. And so on the flight back from Salt Lake City to Toronto, we were going through some turbulence. And for some strange reason, I thought, hey, it'd be a good idea to call my workout program Turbulence Training, because when you go through my workouts, it's like putting your body through turbulence like an airplane goes through. And you have to burn more fuel after. In your body, you have to burn more calories. In an airplane, you have to burn more fuel to get back on track and to return your body to what's called homeostasis. So I put the discipline of my ideas and my creativity to work, and I started taking Turbulence Training to the world, writing more articles, more essays, being featured in more magazine articles, having the discipline to take myself and really step outside of my comfort zone and do my YouTube videos starting in 2007, some of which have been watched over 2 million times. Just one video has been watched over 2 million times. And even though I wasn't very good on video back then, I had the discipline to go and put my five pillars into place and become a more energetic speaker and communicator that hopefully you'll agree I am today. Now, I'm not perfect, of course, but I'm getting better every day because I have the discipline, the automatic discipline that puts in place the rituals and routines to become a high performer. And that's what you're getting today. Now, for 5 years, I worked at 4:30 in the morning because I had the discipline. Because I had vision and the discipline and the drive to work at 4:30 in the morning so that I could overcome my current struggles, which were working as a personal trainer back in the early 2000s, so that I could have the true freedom of being an entrepreneur and working my hours whenever I wanted to. So I would wake up at 4:30 in the morning, work in my online fitness business, automatic discipline, and then I'd go and train people all day long, instilling my discipline in them to make them more successful. Then I'd have a break and work more on my business. Then I'd have to go back and train more people. And then I'd even have the discipline to work on the subway, writing articles on my BlackBerry, because I knew that this discipline would set me free, that one day I'd be able to go from full-time personal trainer to full-time online entrepreneur. And I did in 2006. All that discipline paid off. But then I lost my discipline. I went kind of crazy because I could sleep in, party, and work 15 hours a day. I worked from airports and hotels all over the world as I traveled and celebrated. I worked in Vegas, Dubai, Miami, Sydney, Montreal, New York City, and London as I went a little crazy, as I said. And that 2006 was that year, and it became a pivotal year for me because when I lost my structure and my discipline, I developed anxiety. I sunk into chaos. Discipline and freedom were not mutually exclusive. But the lack of discipline was connected to stress and anxiety, like you might have when you don't have the discipline to stay out of your email and stay off social media, and you end up not getting anything done all day. And then at 5 p.m., you think to yourself, oh my goodness, I'm so busy. So crazy busy. I still haven't got anything major accomplished, and I'm going to be here for hours, and my family's going to be upset with me. Oh, my heart is pounding through my chest, and that's how I felt. In fact, one day I woke up there was something wrong in my world. I couldn't really describe it to you if I tried, but over the day it got worse. It was a sense of impending doom. And then, for the next 6 weeks, I felt like I was having a heart attack, tingling from the top of my head down to the end of my fingertips. Heart was pounding through my chest. My breathing was tight. My chest was tight. My breathing was fast and short and constricted, and I was just going through a crippling anxiety attack. And so twice I went to the emergency room over that period of 6 weeks, and I walked in at age 30, and I said, I think I'm having a heart attack. Lowest point of my life. But in that pivotal year, I did one other thing that actually helped me overcome this anxiety and put me on the path to having true freedom. And I hired a coach. And I hired a coach, and he helped give me structure. That was one thing that helped me overcome the anxiety. But I also tried so many other things. I tried yoga, meditation, Qigong, all of these things to help me overcome what I called the paradox of freedom. The freedom to work too much and the freedom to party too much, and it just caused me so much anxiety. And I had to go and learn how to breathe properly from my yoga instructor, from my meditation instructor, from my Qigong instructor. I needed to learn how to slow down. And you know, the craziest thing I did to overcome my anxiety attacks was I went and bought a chocolate lab puppy. Because I read about the power of puppies. The power of puppies. If you pet a puppy, your anxiety will go down. You'll be less depressed. Your blood pressure will lower. And so that's what I thought would be the secret to overcoming this anxiety. See, I was willing to do anything. Now, of course, I had always wanted a dog. I grew up with them, and I knew how much love they could bring you. And so I drove out of Toronto in April of 2006, sunny Saturday morning. Drove up to Molly Reach Labradors in Sunderland, Ontario, about 90 minutes outside the city. And there were two puppy dogs left. One was a chocolate lab, one was a black lab. And this little chocolate lab came over and he took a little whiz right beside my foot. And I said, okay, I guess you'll do. And that was Bally the dog. And I brought him back to the city and I tried to take him for a walk. And he just sat there and he looked at me. Just looked at me, didn't want to walk. He was so stubborn. So I dragged him back inside. People thought I was abusing this poor little animal. And the next day, I took him to the park because he's a chocolate lab. A Labrador retriever. Keyword retriever. I threw the ball. No dice. He didn't chase it. He didn't want to play fetch. He's never wanted to play fetch. Funny old dog. So I dragged him back to the apartment again. People thinking I was abusing this poor little puppy dog. And then on the third day, I had meetings, and so I had to go outside and leave him in the apartment, tiny little apartment, tiny little condo in downtown Toronto. And I came back to the apartment several hours later, and sure enough, there were notes on my door saying, your dog has been crying all day. You have to shut him up, or you're going to get kicked out of this apartment, buddy. So he brought all this anxiety on me because he had separation anxiety. And I realized I bought the dog version of me. Oh, my goodness. So we were both unstructured, undisciplined. Oh my goodness, we were reveling in anxiety. And I overcame it with the five pillars. But I didn't even know that I overcame it with the five pillars. I didn't even know what the five pillars were. But they were something that allowed me to put more structure into place. And I learned these five pillars from my weight loss transformation clients. And when these five pillars are put into place, you'll have more structure and you can achieve anything in life. You can get rich, you can get back in shape and look great. You can find the love of your life, find the house of your dreams, whatever. Now, if you don't believe me, I want to share with you a quote from one of my favorite success stories, a woman named Carrie Baker, a fitness coach who had a very tough year. She lost her younger brother, and as anybody knows, losing a family member, especially a younger family member, is one of the hardest things for us to go through in life. And so Carrie started self-medicating with alcohol. She resisted structure. She was in a tough place. Here's what she said. Craig, when I read the Perfect Day formula, I was drowning in anxiety and completely falling apart. My life was in absolute turmoil. Instead of being structured, I was living in chaos. But the book taught me that structure can set you free. Since reading the book, I've taken back control of my health, emotional state, and career. I feel better physically and emotionally. The very structure I once resented is now my biggest source of freedom, power, and peace. Thank you 1,000 times. Thank you. Thank you, Carrie, for sharing that story. She's allowed me to share that story. And she's overcome that. And she shared that story with her clients. And she's built a much stronger community by having structure in place and the vulnerability to share her story. So when I hired my business coach in 2006, he helped me with the discipline and structure I needed. And it was around that time I started using my personal commandments, my rules for my life, my operating system, and I started getting back on track. And because I built my business up, I started running these things called fitness transformations, the classic before and after photos you see all over the place. People would join my program, they'd do my workouts, my turbulence training workouts for 12 weeks. They'd lose a lot of weight. But more importantly, you can't have a physical transformation without a mental transformation. And they would write me and tell me about what they had changed in their life. And I soon discovered there was a pattern. There was a pattern that these successful people followed. And they did five things that guaranteed success. And these are what I call the five pillars. Now, these five pillars helped them lose weight. And in hindsight, I used these five pillars to overcome my anxiety. And I want to share with you these five pillars right now because they will change every area of your life and they will help you become more disciplined. So let's walk you through these five pillars right now. All right, quick and dirty, here's how they go. Better planning and preparation than ever before. Number two, professional accountability. Number three, positive social support. Number four, a meaningful incentive. And number five, the big deadline. Now, here's how they work for people who want to lose weight and get rich. You need better planning and preparation than ever before. You might say on January 1st that you want to lose 10 pounds or make $10,000 more this year. But that's not a plan. Come on. That plan won't get you very far. You might have 2 weeks worth of motivation and momentum, but you need more than just an announcement of a goal. You need a plan. You need to know exactly what you're going to do for your workouts and your nutrition program and your sleep and your water intake every single day of the week. You need a plan to become a better salesperson or a better speaker or how to write that book or whatever it is that's going to make you that extra money. And you need to have a very strong plan. The second thing you need is professional accountability. And that's what I got in 2006. For my business, I hired my first business coach. And for overcoming the anxiety, I hired yoga instructors, meditation instructors, and Qigong instructors. Qigong is like a standing meditation, and I disliked it so much. But I hired these people, and they gave me expert advice and no excuses accountability. I paid money. I had to listen to this advice and take action. So professional accountability is like having a coach for your life, like you're going to hire a trainer to lose that weight. You're going to hire a business coach to make more money. And you need these people to give you two things. Again, that's expert advice and no excuses accountability. The third pillar is positive social support. You need to surround yourself with like-minded people. So if you want to lose weight, it's so important for you to go to a Fit Body boot camp and get involved in the community because that community is going to cheer you on when you have tough days. They might not give you expert advice, but they will say, you can do it. You can do it when you're going through those tough times. It's like the people standing on the side of the road in a marathon cheering you on as you run up that hill. They can't push you up that hill physically, but they can mentally drive you. Now, the fourth pillar is a meaningful incentive. This is where you have to dig deep into your heart and your mind and identify what's really the incentive for you to make this change. Motivation alone won't cut it. But if you want to instill automatic discipline, you need a meaningful incentive. What are you doing for your kids, your spouse, your family, your future that is going to keep you on track? A meaningful incentive, not just any incentive, but a meaningful incentive. And I added the word meaningful after reading these essays and realizing that when people were just going to lose weight for the money or they're going to lose weight to buy themselves a new pair of jeans, they would quit. They would quit halfway through, 2 weeks through, 4 weeks through. But when people were doing it for their children, so they had more energy for their kids, so that they would be around in 20 years when their kids were going to graduate college, those were the people that stuck with it. So dig deep and find that meaningful incentive. And finally, the fifth pillar, the fifth rock of success is the most important of them all. Just like my fifth rule that I taught you before is the most important of them all. And the fifth pillar is the big deadline. You must have a big deadline in place because it is like the best part of automatic discipline. It spurs you to action and helps you overcome that initial inertia to get started on anything because we often procrastinate, right? If you said, I'm going to lose 10 pounds this year, you have an entire year. There's no hurry. But if you said, I'm going to lose 10 pounds in 12 weeks, well, now you got a deadline, right? A nearby deadline. It's going to push you to get going, overcome that initial inertia. And when you're halfway through and you want to quit, you're going to say, I'm halfway through. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm on the home stretch. I can't quit now. I see that deadline. And as you get closer and closer to that deadline, you are going to move faster and faster and faster because the deadline spurs us to massive action. So make sure that you have those five pillars in place to lose weight, to look great, to get back in shape, to make more money. Yes, you can use those to find the love of your life. You do better planning and preparation. You figure out where you need to be and who you want to attract. You hire a dating coach or a matchmaker. You put yourself in the community and you get your friends to take you out when you'd rather sit at home. You find a meaningful incentive. Why do you want to have a partner in your life? And you make it clear and concise and you get accountability on that. And then you put a big deadline in place and you say, I'm going to try and go on 30 dates in the next 60 days, or I am going to contact 10 people on match.com in the next 10 days. I'm going to do these things and here's my deadline. I'm going to tell my coach and they're going to hold me accountable. That's how you find the love of your life with the five pillars of success. It really does work. And so now you're thinking, okay, Craig, how do I use these five pillars to create automatic discipline? Well, when you have automatic discipline, you are going to become successful at anything you want. So imagine you want to quit drinking so much. Maybe you drink a couple glasses of wine after dinner and you have headaches and you're groggy the next morning and you know that you need to stop in order to be successful. Or imagine you finally want to write that book that you've been meaning to write and that the world needs to read. Well, if you have discipline in place, it'll make you more successful. Here's how you're going to do it. First, you are going to do better planning and preparation than ever before, so you rely less on willpower. When you have better planning and preparation, you know exactly what you need to do and the right actions become automatic. You don't have to think. You don't have to struggle. You've eliminated temptation and you've made the path to success smooth and simple. So better planning and preparation is the first part of discipline. Second, professional accountability. You never, ever want to let someone down. This keeps you on track. You never want to be seen as a hypocrite. People hate a hypocrite. And so get that professional accountability. Third, you need your cheerleaders in life. Running that marathon takes discipline and having people on the side of the road cheering you on. It gets you going. It makes you sit down and do the work because that takes discipline. So have that positive influence in your life. You see, even doing this podcast has taken a great amount of discipline. I wanted to say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. It's in the middle of the afternoon. I've already done one show already today, and I filmed a live stream for Facebook. And quite frankly, talking out loud to myself is not one of my favorite things to do, but here we are. And I told a lot of people, including my coaches and personal cheerleaders, that it was going to get done, and there was no way I was going to be a hypocrite and disappoint them. So I put the discipline in place. And you know what else I did? I gave myself a meaningful incentive that after this, I could go and meet a friend, someone who I really wanted to spend some time with. And so first, I had to get the podcast done. I instilled my discipline. I'm getting it done. I'm going to go enjoy the rest of the day. So you need to find a meaningful incentive. What really matters to you? Make it count. Make it matter. Make it motivate you in the moments where you want to quit and use it to fuel your discipline. Feed the fire of your structure so you stay on track. When I was going through my anxiety attacks, the meaningful incentive was simply to overcome anxiety. It's like a black box. You can't explain it to yourself. You can't explain it to anybody else. You don't know what's going on, and it just so drives you to do anything to overcome it. And that's why I did all of those things, meditation, yoga, Qigong. I didn't like them, but oh boy, I want to get rid of that anxiety so bad. I had a meaningful incentive instilled inside of me, and that gave me the discipline to show up at every session. And fifth, when you put the big deadline in place, the discipline comes faster and faster to you. This is the key. This is the final pillar that kickstarts your action and gets you going faster and faster as time runs out. It's why football teams score so many points in those final minutes. It's how the Patriots won the Super Bowl. They saw the clock ticking down and was the deadline on their dreams. It's how the Cubs won the World Series when they had to perform. The deadline was there. They produced when the game was on the line. And that is how you harness the discipline of the deadline to become a champion. And those, my friends, are your five pillars of transformation, your five big rocks of success that are going to give you the discipline you need to join me as the world's most disciplined man, as a disciplined entrepreneur, as a disciplined success story, as a high performer. Structure equals freedom. Discipline equals success. Bring it to everything you do in life, because how you do anything is how you do everything. And when you do everything with discipline, you become truly free. Thanks for listening to Early to Rise Radio. Please head over to iTunes and rate today's show and share it with your friends. And don't forget to get a head start on your success. The secret is to take control of your mornings and own your day. Get your blueprint to a successful life at freeperfectdaybook.com.